Human beings can only focus on one thing at a time. And as soon as we take something out of our focus, the chances of that thing ever happening at all decrease significantly.
StayAllDay.com.
Free's exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
Work on your game. DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is stop doing things tomorrow. Before we get into this, I'm going to remind you all of two things. Number one, my daily motivation text, also my Monday motivation text. So I'm actually giving you two in one here. I send these messages out every day and every week, respectively. They are guaranteed. Yes, you heard me, guaranteed to have you focused, sharp and on point to start your days. I don't see any logical reason why, with what I just said, you would not be getting these messages. So with that said, let me tell you what to do to get them. All you got to do is text me at my number, which is 305-384-6894. Once we start sending those messages again right now, we're just getting some technical stuff straightened out and set up the way it is supposed to be set up to get those messages going consistently and working the way they should be. Once we have that working, you'll be getting those messages consistently straight to your phone. Again, it is free to join my text community. So text me at my number 305-384-6894. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, that is the only place to do it. Let me tell you who I'm looking for. I'm looking for top 2% performers, people who are serious about reaching your goals and you have a sense of urgency about reaching them. You are not okay with just being okay. You're a person who you know that your goals, your aims, and the way that you want to move is a lot different than most of the people around you, and you're okay with that difference. If that's you, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. I'm the person that will help you through our four-part framework of mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability to specify to what you're doing, your industry, your challenges, and your needs. workonyourgameuniversity.com. That's it. Let's get into the topic, which is stop doing things tomorrow. Now, this topic here is not a metaphor. All right, what I'm giving you here is not metaphorical. Sometimes I have topics that the title is kind of metaphorical to what I'm actually saying. This one is literal. Now, you've heard me talk about time urgency and how little of it being time. We all have remaining in life. All of us have only a little bit of time left. And while we need to make the most of every minute and every day that we have, and I say this as not only a message to you, but also I like talking about this as a message to myself. Today, I'm going to give you some concepts and understandings that you need to have about getting things done quickly and immediately rather than putting things off until later, which is a bad habit that all human beings are guilty of. Every human being is guilty of this habit of doing things later rather than doing things now. Now, some of us are worse at this than others, but nobody is immune to this bad habit. So today, I want to inform you all about no longer putting things off till tomorrow. And those of you who have maybe heard this message before from me, maybe you heard somebody else say it, maybe you even reminded yourself of it today, understand this will be a great reinforcement of the message. Listen to this because you need to hear it more than once, because human beings are thick-skulled and hard-headed. We often need to hear the same thing more than once before we actually do something about it. Point number one, topic once again, is stop doing things tomorrow. Number one, here's a literal one for you. If you can do something now, do it now. If something comes across your desk and you can take care of it right now, do it right now. Now, if you can't do it right now, okay, then put it in its proper place so that you can get to it when it can be gotten to. But if you can do it now, don't keep putting things off until later. This is a simple habit. Do it now. Simple habit. Do it now. There's a guy named W. Clement Stone. He's passed away now, but he started a big insurance company back in the day. He's made a lot of money with his insurance company. And he wrote a book called The Success System That Never Fails. If you are not familiar with that book, you already know what to do when you hear me mention a book. Go get it and read it. Again, it's called The Success System That Never Fails. His name is W. Clement Stone. And W. Clement Stone was inspired by an author by the name of Napoleon Hill and his book called Think and Grow Rich. That led Mr. Stone to going and building his business in the insurance agency. And actually, later in his life, Napoleon Hill's life, that is, W. Clement Stone employed Napoleon Hill to work for him. And Napoleon Hill taught a lot of his personal success principles, the stuff that he wrote his books about, Napoleon Hill, that is, to W. Clement Stone's insurance agents. Because W. Clement Stone built a system out of the principles that he got from Think and Grow Rich to build his own business. And Mr. Stone, the reason I brought him up is because he was noted for always telling himself on a consistent basis every day, do it now, do it now, do it now. That was his personal mantra, just do it now. He was just telling himself all the time, do it now. And he built this habit through, again, power of repetition, passed that message to the subconscious mind to where he built a normal habit of just doing things now. He got a lot more done than most people would simply because if he could do it now, he did it now. Now, again, this one is simple enough. Everyone understands what I just said, but it's not easy to do if you're not used to doing it. See, this is a habit that must be developed through conscious intention. As I just explained to you, W. Clement Stone would tell himself every day, do it now, do it now, do it now. He had to be conscious about that in order to get it into his subconscious mind. Every person, every single person I have read, studied, or learned from who talks about making the most of time and being urgent and getting more done, they all agree on this concept. No one disagrees. And I do a big amount of personal development, professional development. I do a lot of reading. I take a lot of courses. I, over the course of this year, 2024, I already have it noted that I'm going to read or consume or watch at least 100 books, courses, and trainings, at least 100. And when I say trainings, I mean the entire program, not like one lesson in the training. Entire programs, at least 100 of them. I'm telling you that not to impress you, but to impress upon you that I take in a lot of material and I've yet to hear someone disagree with this concept about being urgent about your time, getting things done now, and just making sure that you're making the most of every minute. No one disagrees that you should not do this. Nobody says don't do it. If there is something you can get done now, folks, do it quickly and immediately. Stop putting things off until later if you can just take care of it right now, because many things that we put off until later, what happens to them? I don't have to tell you. What happens to the things that you put off until later? You know what happens to them. Nothing happens. You don't do them. They just sit on your list and collect digital dust and they never get tended to. You know this and I know it. And again, none of us is immune to this bad habit. Even the most productive person you know still has this happen because we're all human. Human beings can only focus on one thing at a time. And as soon as we take something out of our focus, the chances of that thing ever happening at all decrease significantly. The only exception to this, actually, there are no exceptions to this, but the only way that things end up happening anyway, even though the chances of them happening decrease when they are no longer right in front of us, is when someone is very organized and disciplined. When it comes to even the things they can't do now, they find a way to remind themselves later to get to it. And many of us don't even do that. Many of us don't have that discipline. So if you have something that you could do now, you don't do it, and you say you'll do it later, do you just tell yourself you'll do it later? Or do you write it down? Do you mark it somewhere? Do you note it somewhere? Do you have an assistant doing things for you to make sure that you follow up? What do you have? I remember I was at a conference a couple of years ago. It was a marketing conference, and there was a guy there who I wanted to meet. I had seen this guy. I had actually had some conversation with this guy online, but I had never spoken to him or met him in person. And I saw him at the conference and I walked right up to him and started a conversation with him. And you know, I was just asking him a little bit about, what are you doing? How do I get involved with what you're doing? Because I knew he had some kind of program or course or something that he was doing. And I wanted to get into his program. So I wanted to find out what his program was. And he said, all right, cool. Well, here's my assistant. He had this woman with him who was his assistant. He said, she'll take your information and we'll follow up with you. And she was right there, and he did not have a note, or he didn't pull out his phone. He didn't do anything. All he did was introduce me to the girl, and the girl took all my information. She had a pen with her, and she wrote down my information. She had me give her my email and my phone number and my name. And about 3 weeks later, after the conference, indeed, they followed up and we had a conversation. The point is, that man who I'm referring to, he was using his assistant as the system to note something that he couldn't do right there in the moment. He didn't tell me what his program was. He didn't tell me the name of it. He didn't tell me what it did. He didn't tell me the price. All he did was use her as a proxy to get all my information and then follow me later. He had a system for doing it, is the point. What is your system? You don't need a human. You don't need a person walking next to you and talking to every person that you talk to and make sure they gather information. I don't have that, but one day I will have that. It was a good idea what he had. It was very impressive the way he just presented himself. The point is, you got to have something. Even if you just got a notes app on your phone. Like every time you don't get something done right now, you need to write that thing down so you don't forget to get to it later. And then you got to go back to that list and make sure you refer yourself back to the list to make sure you get to it. Okay? This is not to say that everything we put off doesn't happen, but many of them don't because we don't have a system for remembering. So you got to find a way to jog your own memory and these items not being forgotten. All right, because again, they will just disappear from your life if you don't do this. And if you thought about it, you probably got some things that you were supposed to do 3 months ago that you never got to and you completely forgot. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com to get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have, and I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is stop doing things tomorrow. Number two, your tomorrows will eventually end. This is the stark reality of life, is that you have no life if there is not death. Eventually, you won't have a tomorrow. Eventually, your today will be it. There is no day after, at least not for you. This, again, is not a metaphor. Every one of us has some things that we put off until tomorrow that keeps getting pushed until the next one and next one and next one until there ain't no more. And sometimes there's no more tomorrows for the specific space that you're in life. So you might say, well, I'm gonna do this thing tomorrow. Like when you were in college, you might have said, well, I'll do this tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And then eventually it's graduation day. All right, so ain't no more tomorrow. You graduated from college. So now that thing that you were gonna do in college, you never got around to, now you're out of college. So it's over. Or that thing you were gonna do at your job, now you don't work there anymore. It's over. That thing you were gonna do when your kid was this age, now your kid just had a birthday. He's not that age anymore. So now you can't do it. It's over. So sometimes your tomorrows end in a specific season of your life. And one time for everybody, your tomorrows will end, period. Everybody's going to have that happen once, that your tomorrow's end is over and is no more. So whatever you didn't do dies with you. And again, that thing will go forever undone, at least by you. Every person who I've ever talked to who has shared an inkling of wanting to be more productive says that they just want to get more stuff done every day. I've yet to meet a person who said they want to be more productive and they want to get more stuff done like 6 months from now. They say, I want to get more stuff done on a day by day basis. And on a logical level, you can accept that eventually none of us is always going to keep having a next day. All right. Eventually, all of us face our final day today. And that's it. So there won't always be a next day to get things done. So either gets done now or it doesn't get done. One idea that can help you here is the concept of hell yes or no, which I credit to an author by the name of Derek Sivers. He's the first person I heard explain this concept. I don't know if he created it, but he's the first one I heard talk about it. And I talked about this in episode 196. When you're looking at something that you might do and you're considering whether to do it or not do it, all you got to do is put it in the following frame. Instead of yes or no, give the frame hell yes or no. Those are your only two options. There's no maybe. There's no maybe. It's either hell yes or no. So the first filter you run any possibility through is this a hell yes? Somebody asks you, hey, do you want to come to my daughter's ballet recital? If your answer is hell yes, then say yes and go to the daughter's ballet recital. If your answer is anything other than hell yes, then the answer is no. So that's the binary. If the answer is not hell yes, then the answer is no. So anything that you may be thinking about doing that's a maybe or I don't know, let me think about it, those are all now no. Answer is now no. If it's not hell yes, it's no. Now you see how easy your decision making can be if you ran everything through that filter and you stop putting things in the middle. You see, when you're in the middle of things, when you're in the middle on things, like it's maybe, I don't know, let me think about it, let me consider it, I might do that, I might not do it, and you're kind of in the middle with things. This is how so many things start to pile up in our lives, and we get all this mental junk that we're holding on to because we might use it sometime in the future. We might get to that one day. We might one time become interested in that thing. So we're holding on to it just with the outside possibility that you may one day want to do it or you may one day get involved in that, but you're not really all in on it. That now becomes a no. If it's not hell yes, it's no. Decision making would be so much easier if we did this. I just gave it to you. So now you can start doing it. There's nothing stopping you from using this. So if the answer is not hell yes, the answer is no. So lukewarm interest is no. It's the same as no. And you got to be willing to say no. This is the challenge for many people. I talk about this in the episode where I talked about the three levels of making money. Let me see if I can find that. It is episode number 915. The only three ways anyone makes money. And the three ways are you accept what is offered to you, you negotiate with the other side, or you make a demand as to what you want. When you are at the demanding level, level three, this would be like, I was just seeing this video where Rihanna, the singer, had flown out to, I believe it was India, and she was singing at some person's birthday party. And they said she got paid like a whole bunch of money to go sing at this birthday party. And I remember seeing that and I put a comment on it because I saw this on X/Twitter. I said, Rihanna's at the demanding level when it comes to business. Like you don't negotiate with Rihanna. She tells her price and that's it. There's no negotiation. There's no back and forth. And you don't just offer her something and she's glad to accept it. She's not at that level. She's at the demanding level because there is no replacement for her. You can't get her. You don't have anything like her. And when you get to that level, you can demand. And the point is to be at the demand level, you got to be willing to say no. So whoever hired Rihanna for that party, if they had paid her less than what she wanted to be paid, her answer would have been no. And there would be no negotiation. And if you want to be at the highest level of what you do, you need to start creating binaries for your decision making. Hell yes or no. That's it. When you start using that as a measuring stick, you will have fewer things that you actually need to do, fewer things on your list. And that'll help you get more done because you'll get a higher percentage of things done because you ain't got that many things on the list. You ain't got a bunch of these lukewarm, you're not that excited about it activities that you don't get to because you don't really want to do them in the first place. How about we just eliminate them? All those things you don't really want to do and they don't really matter, how about you get rid of them? Now, the things you don't really want to do, but they actually matter, then you got to figure something out. Either you need to move yourself to do it, get the energy and the motivation to do it, or get somebody else to do it, or yeah, that's pretty much it. One or another. Get somebody else to do it, or you got to find the energy in yourself to get that done because it's important. If it's important, then you shouldn't be lukewarm on it. Why is it important? You need to know why it's important because maybe that'll help you get off your ass and actually do the thing that you're supposed to be doing. So you will have no more small things that you're not really interested in on your to-do list because, again, you don't want to do them anyway. So you're dragging your feet about them. And what's the point? It might be one of the reasons why they're not happening because you just don't care that much. So start saying no more often. Remember, there was this girl that I was dating many years ago, and she liked to go and visit her family. And once she convinced me to go with her to visit her family, we were going to stay like for a weekend to visit her family. It was like her parents and a couple of her siblings were there at the house, and big enough house, and we would stay there for like 3 days. And I didn't really want to go, but she kind of guilted me into going, so I'll go. And I remember after this particular trip, I said to her, I didn't have a problem with her family. I didn't dislike her family, but I just didn't like going on these trips because we had done this more than once. And I said, I don't want to go and visit with your family anymore, and I'm not going anymore. She said, well, how are we going to be in a relationship if you're not going to go and visit my family? I said, well, I don't know, but I'm not going to visit your family anymore because I don't want to and I don't like doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. She said, now I don't know how we're going to be in a relationship. Well, long story short, we ain't in a relationship anymore. And I did not, true to my word, I did not go visit her family again. I literally didn't want to do it. And when you want to move up to another level in your life, in your business, and whatever you're doing, you got to start cutting things off. And this binary makes it really easy to do that. Hell yes or no. Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to. But dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is. And this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Number three. Topic once again today is stop putting things off until tomorrow. Stop doing things tomorrow. Number three, cut down on your small, seemingly inconsequential wastes of time that slowly accumulate. If you want to know where this most often happens, look at your smartphone. Some of you are listening to me on your smartphone right now. Cut down on those small, seemingly inconsequential wastes of time that slowly accumulate, i.e. checking your messages, checking your social media, checking notifications, scrolling on social media. Those are small, seemingly inconsequential waste of time that add up over the course of a day. So you might only think, well, I only got on social media for 2 minutes. I only checked my messages for 5 minutes. I only scrolled my email for 10 minutes. Well, 2 + 5 + 10 is 17 minutes because you have gotten something productive done in those 17 minutes, something effective done in those 17 minutes, more effective than what you were doing. Of course you could. Again, I just touched on this in point number two, but I mean this in another way as well. So when you get finished with one task, how often do you pick up your phone and then scroll through text messages, social media, and other time waste before you get to your next task? All right, 90% of you listening to me are guilty of this. You finish with one thing, then you waste a little bit of time, then you get to the next thing. Then you waste a little bit of time, then you get to the next thing. Then you waste a little bit of time, then you get to the next thing. Over the course of a day, that those small wastes add up to an hour. So now, at the end of the day, you're like, damn, I wish I had another hour to get more things done. Well, you had another hour, but you wasted it. You didn't realize that you wasted it, but you did. So I know this is true because I'm out in public. I see people doing this all the time. It's a habit. It's actually more than a habit. It's an addiction. Human beings, we are addicted to smartphones. We're addicted to them. And you got to be conscious about your addiction to kick the addiction. So you can't kick an addiction just by laughing and giggling about it. You got to kick an addiction by getting conscious about where the addiction is kicking in so that you can start fighting consciously against it. We pick up our phones and ask the phone to give us something to distract us from what we're supposed to be doing in the moment. That's what we do. Then we turn around and say we don't have enough time to get more things done in the course of a day. That's what we do. We ask the smartphone. We literally ask the smartphone, not in verbally, but by picking it up all the time. We're asking it to do what? To distract us. Give me something to distract me from what I'm supposed to be doing right now. Give me something, smartphone. And the smartphone always delivers, right? And then we spend the whole day slowly allowing time to be siphoned away by the smartphone. And then we got the nerve to fix our mouths to say, I wish I had more time to get things done over the course of a day. Bullshit. You got time to get things done over the course of a day. You're wasting it by allowing the smartphone to distract you. We got the same amount of time every day. You already know this. We just talked about this in the episode on time management being an oxymoron. What we do is waste time. So you waste 2 minutes, then 7 minutes, then 15 minutes. So there you go. That's 24 minutes wasted. Those minutes accumulate and they add up to hours, days, weeks, months, and years and lifetimes. And then we got the nerve to say, well, I don't have enough time to get more stuff done. Again, this is a habit, folks. It's not that you're trying to self-sabotage. It's just that you have bad habits that you are unaware of. And if you're unaware of something, you can't fix it. I'm bringing it to your consciousness right now by talking about it and repeating it so that you can identify the habit when it pops up and then do something about it. That's the point. Remember, the habits are controlled by your subconscious. What you're hearing right now is only registering in your conscious mind. So just because you're hearing me say it is not going to change anything. You got to do something with the subconscious mind. Your subconscious will always defeat the conscious in a head-to-head battle. It won't even be a competition. So you got to bring your subconscious behaviors to your conscious awareness, then adjust them, then send them back to the subconscious. There's a process to this. And again, this is why I wrote the mental workbook. And again, you can get that at workonmygame.com/workbook or just go to mirrorofmotivation.com and just say yes to everything that we offer you in the funnel, the mental workbook would be one of the books that you're ordering. Also, in the Bulletproof Mindset program, which is the first thing you access when you join Work on Your Game University, you will learn about how to program the subconscious the right way, not just any way, but the right way. Let's recap today's class, which is how to stop doing things tomorrow. Again, this is not a metaphor. You heard me talk about time urgency and the use of time all the time. Here's another time. Point number one, if you can do it now, do it now. W. Clement Stone always told himself, do it now. All right. We all have this bad habit of telling ourselves we will do things later. The problem is most of the things we tell ourselves we will do later, we do never. Point number two, your tomorrows will eventually run out. So not only in the micro sense, like eventually you're not going to have another day to go to the pool because summer is over. You're not going to have another day to do something at your job because you don't work there anymore. You're not going to have another day to do something with your kids because they're grown up now and they moved out and all the stuff you said you were going to do, you never did. And in the macro, all of us eventually will face a day when this is our last day, like literally the last day you're dead. There is no tomorrow. So stop putting things off till tomorrow as if you have a tomorrow, because one day we'll find out that you don't. Number three, cut down on your small, seemingly inconsequential waste of time that slowly accumulate. Again, this is those small uses of your phone, those small things that you pick up your phone to do to distract you when you should be actually doing something that matters. And at the end of the day, you say you don't have enough time when you don't even realize that you wasted about 2 hours asking your smartphone to distract you, and your smartphone dutifully distracted you just like you asked it to. So be careful with this. And again, inside of Work on Your Game University, we have programs that will teach you how to get off of this. And as you're doing that, at the same time, you can have me as your direct coach so we can get you to doing the stuff you actually need to be doing so that you can reach your ambitions with a sense of urgency, with time on your hands, so you can actually enjoy your success once you've created it. If that sounds like what you're looking for, go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Again, workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.